Jim Lehrer, the veteran journalist who co-founded the PBS NewsHour, has died at the age of 85. Among those remembering him is a Canandaigua native, Michael Winship, who had worked with Lehrer at PBS. WXXI's Randy Gorman has details.
Winship, a veteran television writer and producer, knew Jim Lehrer for decades, including having worked as a publicist for a few years in the mid-1970s for Lehrer and his broadcast partner on the NewsHour at that time, Robert McNeil. He remembers Lehrer's professionalism and sense of fairness.
Jim was a consummate journalist. He was always fair, always even-handed. He was an awfully good reporter. You know, he'd grown up in newspapers in Texas and for KERA, the public station there, and he just was a tremendous journalist.
And even though the NewsHour went through various iterations since it began more than 40 years ago, Winship says Jim Lehrer's imprint is still there.
It's definitely on the show in terms of its efforts to always remain even-handed and fair in its journalism, and also in just the diversity of subject matter. Jim and Robin had so many diverse interests.
Winship notes, besides being a great journalist, Lehrer was a prolific novelist, had a wonderful sense of humor, and was, as Winship puts it, just a pleasure to know. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.